This is VOA News. You are remote. Marissa Melton, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, is reaffirming U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way to provide hope to Israelis and Palestinians that they can live, in his words, with equal measures of security, peace, and dignity. Blinken made his comment on ABC's This Week. Later, speaking on CNN, he said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is grave. He added there's a lot of work to do to help people in the area recover from 11 days of mutual bombardment that killed more than 200 Palestinians before a ceasefire took effect on Friday. Blinken will be traveling to the Middle East this week with plans to meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts. Israeli police on Sunday escorted more than 120 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that triggered war in Gaza, according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The authority and police had cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. Muslims who entered were required to leave their IDs with police at the entrance, and six Palestinians were detained with a fourth later released, this according to the Islamic Authority controlling the site. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction. They said they arrested five suspects who, quote, violated the public order. Israeli police had briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters after Friday prayers in an early test for the truce, which had taken effect hours earlier. The Islamic Authority said Sunday it was the first time Jews had been allowed to visit the site since May the 4th, a week before the war broke out. From Washington, this is VOA News. A smoking trail of lava from a volcanic eruption covered hundreds of houses in eastern Congo on Sunday, leaving residents to pick through the wreckage, though the flow halted just short of the major city of Goma. Goma was thrown into a panic on Saturday evening as the volcano erupted. It turned the night sky red and sent a wall of lava downhill toward the lakeside city of 2 million people. Thousands of people fled on foot with their belongings, some toward the nearby border with Rwanda. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by state TV further underscored the narrowing window for the United States and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by its 2015 nuclear deal. Iran media reports the country has started rolling blackouts, which officials blame on heat, drought impacted heat and drought impacting hydropower generation, and surging electricity demand blamed in part on cryptocurrency mining. Iran state television says Tehran and several other cities have been hit by unannounced power cuts that sparked complaints from consumers, disrupted businesses, and damaged household appliances. Chinese state media say 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultramarathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale-force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions. Many were wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who'd worked for the race organizer said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center warned for the past 3 days of hail and strong winds. And at least 13 people were killed in Italy Sunday when a cable car, popular among tourists, fell 20 meters to the ground. At least three others, including two children, were seriously injured when the Stresa Maderni cable car plummeted. The car travels between the town of Lake Maggiore to the top of Maderni Mountain in roughly 20 minutes. Authorities said the death toll could rise. Images from the scene showed a crumpled cable car on a slope overlooking the lake. The mayor of a nearby town called it a terrible, terrible scene and said the accident may have been caused by a ruptured cable. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.